Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, and asset protection strategies under the guidance of a highly trained professional, you're in the right spot. Welcome to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan. Joining me now is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Hello,
morning,
Scott.
Greg. Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm well. Welcome again. It's time to start looking ahead. Here we are in tax season, but you got to look ahead, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Now's the time to look at it. I mean, especially reviewing what's happened for your 2022 tax year. You know, seeing if we can start doing some planning for 2023 early. And the big reason is because, I mean, we don't want to do last minute. You know, I mean, certain things can be done last minute, like an RSP contribution. But for those who are retired, you know, we have to work with your situation throughout the year and make recommendations that are, you know, are beneficial to you starting as early as possible so that you're not making decisions in December of this year, you know, just before Christmas when nobody wants to look at this.
Yeah. And so how do you guide your client through to start that experience? What do you suggest?
Well, biggest thing is the planning side. I mean, a lot of clients will come in, will review their 2022 tax returns once they're completed, and that'll occur over the next few months, of course. You know, see what their situation is like. We've had a recent, you know, because of inflation, we've had a recent increase in the marginal tax rates and also in things like the OAS clawback limits and, you know, really making sure people are taking advantage of potentially getting money out of tax-sheltered investments like RRSPs or RIFs, you know, more if they can based on the higher tire limits at lower tax rates while they're still around to do so. And you know, just make sure they're, you know, doing the proper income splitting and things like that. We've got to just really start planning early.
Now, when you plan and you need a full assessment, right? Like there are people who are listening who are well on top of it and have been your clients long term, but there might be someone new that's listening. So what is it that you need them to bring with them when they come in to see you?
Absolutely. I mean, we review their complete financial situation, everything from their, you know, wills to any insurance coverage they have to, you know, their income and taxation situation to, you know, their investments, et cetera. And the biggest thing is just taking a complete snapshot of their situation and then coming back and looking at it and explaining in English, you know, what opportunities we see. And again, it's not that, you know, coming back and telling somebody, well, we see five opportunities. It's not taking advantage of all those at once, potentially. It's looking at, you know, what's the most, you know, highest priority at this point in time and what should we be looking at and making sure we're focusing on things that mean the most to them. Because everybody has a different idea of what they want to do and where they want to go. And I think, you know, you have to be individual. You have to be very personalized. And I think in our world today, we get so much advice online that is so generic. And I think even one of those things has a lot to do with things like people drawing their CPP early and things like that without getting advice to see how it would impact their retirement situation.
Scott Bjornson is my guest, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. And, you know, you talk about how important it is to plan. I was curious, Scott, do you find that people are getting better at taking an interest in their future wealth? Have we learned a lot over the last few years, or are you still surprised how often people come in and had no idea about their financial security?
Well, I think, you know, typically, you know, a smaller percentage than need to look at their situation. I think a lot of people just don't know where to go and they're concerned. I mean, many people, of course, live under financial stress and don't realize that there's, you know, help in areas where, you know, we're not here to recommend, you know, you take a bigger mortgage or you do things like that. We're here to help people, you know, get out of debt. We're here to help people balance that with making sure they're on track for retirement, but also having realistic expectations. I mean, you know, I think people come out of it with so much more, you know, comfort level, realizing that, okay, well, we're on track or we're close, but now we have a realistic picture of our situation. We know where we're going. And I think that's really, really, you know, so important to everyone to be able to do that. And you know, that's one of the reasons why we always highly recommend a very qualified financial planner, you know, somebody who will take the time. And there's a lot of people out there like that. And I mean, you know, we pride ourselves in trying to do the best job we can. And so do many other advisors. And I think that's the important thing in our industry is, you know, those who focus on the financial planning area and the retirement planning and, you know, the income recommendations and things like that, it's so critical to their clients. It's one of the reasons why, you know, clients, you know, really, really, you know, get so much from it.
Realistic expectations. You mentioned that. What are your expectations? How about a look at the markets right now? What are you seeing?
Get a crystal ball. You know, it seems like we're kind of moving a little sideways for the last while here. Things have been going up and down and up and down. And I think, you know, we're looking at the U.S. and saying, you know, are they going to have a real recession? Or are they going to have a slowdown? I mean, you know, obviously they're in a bear market. They're, you know, which I think people mistake for recession. They're not, you know, technically in one yet, but they're getting closer. And I think for the most part, we don't see it being too deep or too long because it's relatively self-induced with these higher interest rates. But really, I mean, you know, the U.S., I think, is experiencing a little stickier inflation than Canada. You know, they've had to raise wages to keep people employed. I mean, they have shortage of labor in certain industries. And you know, it's so critical that we get inflation under control. You know, we waited a long time to get this process started, and now, of course, a bit of a rush to the end to try and, you know, tame it. And, you know, that puts uncertainty in the markets, and I think we see that uncertainty continuing for the next quarter and but potentially, I mean, the latter half of the year, if things have, you know, sort of stabilized, we know where we are and we're starting to move forward, you know, things could start to get better. They generally don't last forever. I mean, these, you know, everybody always, every time we have one of these, it's like, oh my God, it's going to last forever. It doesn't. It never does. But, you know, how long is it? Is it going to be, you know, a little deeper pain from where we are today? But, you know, there's still planning a person can do, and there's still opportunities for investment. I mean, we're still in a good bond market, you know, a good bond buying market, which is a rare event. So there's always opportunity, and there's always a good time to review.
Yeah, and we're not in a recession yet. As you said there, it's, you know, there's the potential for it, but just to be clear, you don't feel we're there yet.
No, I mean, nobody said we're in one. I mean, you know, the thing is that, I mean, are we getting closer? I think, you know, potentially we are. I mean, the jury's out on Canada. Are we going to have a slowdown? Are we going to have an actual recession? Or is it going to be a little more like a technical recession? You know, basically 2 quarters of negative growth. I mean, we'll see. The U.S., I mean, is probably getting closer to that point. But you know, people are still spending money and going about their lives. And I mean, you know, when have we ever seen a recession in history with low unemployment? And the answer is we've never have. So it is a different time.
Certainly is. Scott Bjornstedt, a senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. It's never too soon nor too late to look at your portfolio, is it?
No, and never too late to look at your financial plan. I mean, even people who are retired are worthwhile analyzing their situation to see if there's opportunities they haven't taken advantage of yet. And I think that's the mistake. Somebody retires and they go, okay, well, we're good. We're set up. We're you know, everything's fine. Well, have a review of it. You know, have a look at what you're doing right now. Is there an opportunity? I mean, a lot of people under age 71, under 72, before you have to actually take money out of your RSPs, maybe deferring, and maybe in their tax situation, they should be actually, you know, withdrawing some money, maybe using it to increase tax-free savings account contributions, which are, of course, much more attractive to them down the road when they don't have to worry about taxation on withdrawing from their investment.
Totally. Before I take a break here, Scott, I'm curious, like, there were rumors that, you know, you file your taxes early because of a potential strike within the federal office there. Any indication of that, or is that still just some cautiously you say, yeah, get your taxes filed a little earlier than later?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that most tax receipts have just come out in the last week, because most don't have to be out till February 28th. People forget that T3s actually don't have to be out till March 31st. So sometimes people rush their tax return a little bit quick and realize they don't have all their information yet. And, you know, that can catch you off guard a bit, because it might be a reassessment on your tax return. So, you know, I think, you know, waiting and confirming, you know, with your financial institutions, you have all your receipts and all your tax slip before filing. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to rush and get it done, especially if you're getting a refund. I mean, that's human nature. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, if the government owes you money, why not get it back sooner than later, right?
So. Definitely. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be back, and we will look ahead about first home savings account. I'm curious about that. If that is near, Scott Bjornstedt's my guest. You're listening to Talk to the Expert, senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. We'll be right back. I'm Greg Morgan.